So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Monday morning, nice and bright and breezy, 8:48. AM in the UK, 9:48 here in Spain. We are really early for today's live session. Welcome to the Business Growth Show, and we are really early because we've got a day trip over to sunny Benidorm today. It's about 2 hours up the road there, and we're going to go for some fish and chips, which is something we don't get here in Spain. So we have to go to Benidorm in order to go get that, and we'll be socially distant and safe and all the rest of it during these corona times. But it's all lifted here in Spain, by the way, so it's business as normal, completely different than it is in the UK. Our number of cases daily has really dropped anyway. Certainly the deaths has dropped and the daily cases has dropped as well. It's not like the UK. So we're ahead of the curve and always have been. Anyway, in today's session, I want to talk to you about engagement and how too many people are focusing on engagement as though this is kind of some holy grail. They get worried about how many likes they get, how many subscribers they have, how many video views they have. And it's all completely irrelevant because back in the olden days, before in the internet, we didn't get engagement. You didn't put an advert on TV and get engagement. Coca-Cola didn't go, well, let's stop running these adverts because our engagement is down. That's not a KPI that they could even measure, like not directly. They could measure it indirectly. And it's the same with radio adverts. And so why are we now so worried about engagement? It's just this number that's irrelevant. And I'm going to tell you why it's irrelevant in a few minutes. But why are we so focused on engagement? Why are we so focused on viewers? I mean, some of this is our ego. And if you're having a business that's being dictated by your ego, the business isn't going to do as well as it could do. The business should be run from pure hardcore numbers. And the numbers that are most important is how much revenue are you generating and how much profit are you making? That's it. And even the revenue number is not actually that relevant. The actual relevant number is how much profit are you making? Now, obviously, you have to make revenue before you can make profit, right? But clearly directly tied. But how many times have we also seen businesses that solely focus on revenue and they're not profitable? And then, you know, clearly we go bust and we run out of cash flow and all the rest of it. So stop thinking about engagement and actually start focusing. Move all your focus onto content. Start creating content. I was just looking at my stats for the podcast, and it's the last day of the month tomorrow, and we're almost about to overtake last month's, which is really cool. But last month was the second busiest month in the last 4 years, and so tomorrow we should have a new record. But those numbers are completely irrelevant. And even I still look at the numbers. Even I still look at subscriber counts and view counts and how many people have watched how many minutes. And I use that as a fluffy KPI, a fluffy indicator. It's really not that important. What is important is how many sales calls are you receiving in? How many people are wanting to do business with you? And we're having to turn business down right now because we can't really take on any more capacity on the digital marketing, which is great, and we're very happy about that. And we don't want to just grow the business for the sake of growing a business. We want to grow it to be profitable. But the way in which we've grown this business is through creation of content such as this that you're watching right now. And you might think this is great content. You might think this is crap content. It doesn't matter. That's the point. It doesn't matter. The point that matters is that you're actually getting the content out. And most people do not put out anywhere near enough content. It is incredibly hard for you to do too much content. Gary Vee on Twitter puts a tweet out every minute. That is probably a little bit overkill, but the way that the Twitter feed goes anyway, it's constantly off your screen. So you never even see the other 60 posts that he's done in the last hour. You just never even get to see that. So it's really difficult for you to put out too much content. We go live currently 4 times a week. We used to go live 3 times a week. We've added another show, which is like a business showcase where we interview business owners and we talk about marketing. We do a bit of life coaching and that kind of thing. And people, you know, that's been really warmly received and people love it. And what that allows me to do then is demonstrate our skills, our abilities. It's entertaining for people watching it. It's enlightening for the person who's been interviewed because, you know, they go away head scratching going, oh, okay, I know what I need to do on my marketing now. We're not fussed about how many views it gets. What we're fussed about is how much content are we putting out. Because I can't keep up with, you know, if you're putting out 4 shows a week, I'm not looking at the show that we did a month ago to see what those numbers look like. I really don't care, okay? Because the other thing that I understand here is that to be an overnight success takes 10 years. It takes 20 years. We've been putting content out for 5 years. And only recently, in the last couple of months, have we really gained traction. We've really started to get a lot more traction in the last couple of months. If I go to my YouTube channel, which I'm going to do now, and go and have a look at just how many videos we've actually created, it is a significant amount of videos. And this is a combination of videos where I'm recording, videos where, let's have a look here, videos where I'm recording direct to camera, and maybe I'm driving the car, and then we upload those, or they're videos that we go live on. Let me just log into my YouTube creation studio, and we'll go and have a look at the numbers, videos. Here we go. Is that where it will tell me? Dashboard, I think. Let's go and have a look, see how many videos we've created. It's a lot. I don't know where it is. This is how little I care about these numbers, because these numbers aren't relevant. It's like a habit, if you like. It's like, you know, when I wake up, I have a shower and have a coffee. I'm not awake unless I've done those two things. The third thing I do is I check my numbers. The fourth thing I do, I go live at 12 noon. That's the thing. And that's what's important. Why can't I find this? Let's try analytics. That's what's important, is just getting into the habit of putting out content, constantly putting out content. I mean, we got, in the last 28 days, we got 71,000 views, which is awesome. I mean, that's just amazing, right? I think that's amazing. What do you guys think? Just some random northerner talking. I can't find how many videos I've got. Why can't I find that out? Let's have a look here. I'll probably have to come back to that later once I actually work out where it is. Summary. No, it's not telling me. Go to channel analytics. You'd think I'd know where we know how many videos we've done. It's at least 1,000 videos. Okay. So think about creating 1,000 videos and think about how much time that takes. And it's not about any of that. I could go to a networking event and speak one-to-one to maybe 5 or 6 people, maybe 20 people max. We've had 70,000 video views in the last 28 days. Compare that to going to 10 networking events. The numbers don't even match up. I can reach much more people. And this, by the way, is just videos, okay? This is not including the downloads that we get on the podcast. This is not including the video views that we get on Facebook. It's not including the downloads on Spotify or iTunes. This is me putting a message out to all these different people. Some people will engage. We sometimes get a little bit of fan mail, bit of email, people saying how much they enjoyed the show and so on, how much it helped, that kind of thing. That's always nice. But it's all irrelevant. What's relevant is how many sales calls we're pulling in. What's our revenues looking like? And that's it. And too many people are focused on completely the wrong things. And they're worried about how much engagement, how many views. And it's just crazy. I don't understand why you're so focused on that. So this is what I need you to do. Okay. Remember what I said earlier. It's almost impossible to create too much content. The issue that I see people make, and we're guilty of this, actually, by the way, and we're going to change this. The thing that I see people do is they utilize the same content again and again and again, and people just have seen it. They're bored of it. They want fresh new content. So, like, for example, we've got a kinetic video with text coming up for our property sourcing, and that goes out once a week, once every 2 weeks. That video should go out once or twice, and then it's gone. Like, it's still there, but we shouldn't be then reposting it. It's the same content. It needs to be different type of videos because it has to be fresh and keep people going on a constant basis. And if you're still utilizing the video that you did 3 years ago, like, we repurpose some of these videos, that's not the problem. But it's when you take the video 3 years ago and you're pushing that out every single month or every single week again and again and again, that's not going to work for you. Creating brand new, fresh content is what's going to work for you. Not only is it going to increase your bottom line in terms of revenue and profits, it is then going to increase the amount of engagement, the amount of views, the thing that you're so focused on that you shouldn't be focused on actually comes by the fact that you've been creating lots and lots of content. And of course, we know that most people don't create anywhere near enough content. And I'm with Gary Vee on this. You should be documenting what you do. If you can't stand in front of a thing like this and talk for 10 minutes about a particular subject, then just document what it is that you're doing in your business. Document that, you know, we just put out 4 tenders. Hopefully one of those will come back and we win this. Like, you can start documenting some of that stuff. I mean, I must admit, on some of the stuff that we put out from a personal point of view, like in the last 3 months, we are currently, we've acquired 50% of one letting agency, and then we're acquiring 2 construction businesses in the last 3 months. This is a kind of a new venture for us in terms of business buying and so on. But actually, we should have documented that all the way through. The trials and tribulations, the highs, the lows, and there's a lot of lows. There's a lot of failure going on there. And then also there's some successes, and you only need a few successes, by the way, for that to work very well. And so that's why you shouldn't be afraid of failures. But we really, and I'm kind of regretting this, and I keep thinking, you know, we should record it to camera and then save it all up. And then when we get a sale through, we can then go, this is how we did it. These are the steps. That's a great piece of content, a fresh piece of content. I mean, it's easy for us. We've got a video team that can sit and edit it, stitch it all together. And most people haven't got time for that. So I understand why people don't do that type of video. But you don't have to do that. You could just go live in your group, on your Facebook page, on YouTube once a week. And then you take it and you embed it on your page. You download the MP3. You push that out onto iTunes, and now you've got all this content going out on a regular basis. You don't need to worry about engagement. You don't need to worry about likes and subscribers. You just got to get into the habit of pushing out as much content as you can, because you can't create too much content. Push it out and get as well known as you can, become popular, be an influencer, and I hate that word, but like, get to the stage where you're the expert, you're the authority in this. The one thing that we realized doing the business showcase shows every Thursday, and we've done 2 so far, is that, boy, does it set you up as the expert, as the authority? Because we've had emails coming in after, not necessarily emails, but private messages on Facebook, coming in after, and all these people asking questions. And it's like, we can't answer all these questions one-on-one. Let's get you on a phone call, and let's do it live, so we're creating content, then it benefits everybody else. And so we kill 2 birds with 1 stone. 1, we help solve that guy's problem. 2, we build authority in helping that guy solve that problem. That is great content. Again, you can't put out too much content. And then from creation of that content, that's where your engagement comes. That's where your authority comes from. So look, stop focusing on these numbers. They're the wrong numbers. And what happens is that people don't get the numbers. They go, well, I've only had 100 views on that video, so I'm not going to create any more videos. That's crazy. How do you get to 1,000 views? Well, you've got to get through the 100 and then through 200 and then through 300. You've got to keep going. You've got to create as much content as you can. One person summed it up in 1 sentence. They said, I don't do any videos on YouTube because I haven't got any subscribers. And I'm like, dude, you don't get subscribers until you've got content. You can't. It's like trying to put your shoes on before your socks. You can't do that, right? You have to put your socks on first. For certain orders of things, and the order of things is that you'll start putting content out, and then you start generating interest in what you do. Then you build yourself up as an expert and as an authority, and then you start driving traffic back. That's where it comes from. But everybody starts at 0. Everybody. There's no way, easy way of doing it. We've been on YouTube for 6 or 7 years. We've got over 1,000 videos. I don't know how many it is. So you've got to start putting out as much content as you can. Anyway, that will do us for this morning. Thank you for joining us. We are going to set off in the next hour or so over to sunny Benidorm. Go get our fish and chips, which we've waited all lockdown for. It's our little joy in life, because living here in Spain, we don't get fish and chips. Other than that, have yourselves a wicked week. We're live again on Wednesday in a property and cash flow show. And then we're live again on Thursday with a business showcase show. And then we're live again on Friday with a property cash flow show. the Mindset and Hustle show on Friday. Come and join me for that. And if you listen to the iTunes podcast, thank you so much. If you're watching YouTube or you're watching the replay on YouTube, thank you so much as well. Other than that, we'll speak to you on Wednesday. Have yourself a wicked week. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.